Radio Access 102.5 FM, radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen. We're here today cutting in on regular Radio Access programming to talk about the Game Changer Ideas Festival. And I don't know everything about it, obviously, so I brought in an expert. And Kayla Schmidt, Program Officer with Humanities North Dakota, is here to join me.
I am that expert.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely.
So the first thing that comes to mind when you think about Game Changer Ideas Festival is, what is it? What does that mean?
Precisely. We're with Humanities North Dakota, and so every state has its own Humanities Council. We just really want to have people come together and have big discussions about all those big issues in life. And the best way to do that, we're like, let's throw a big party about the humanities. So it's kind of in the same vein. You know, you have Aspen Ideas Festival, Atlantic Ideas Festival. Chicago is a huge humanities festival. So really the idea is, let's take one day, we pick a theme, and we really just delve into that topic. So it's kind of like a big old rock concert, but it's for your mind instead of your ears so much. So, we pick a new theme every year. So this is our fifth year in Bismarck, and we just really want people to show up, listen to some things that maybe they haven't encountered before, and seek out those new ideas.
So it really is everything kind of packed into one day. And before we get too far into it, what is that day? How long is the day? What's going on?
I mean, it's a full day because we know everybody's got a busy schedule. So we start with registration at 8, and then we go from 9 to 5. There are breaks scheduled throughout. We have some entertainment between our main speakers. So we know some of that thinking can get a little tough on the mind. So we give you a little break so you can grab a snack, get something to eat. There's a break in the middle of the day for lunch. It's at the Belle Mayhus in downtown Bismarck. So we really want people to kind of engage with some of those local businesses and restaurants, too. So that's where the break in the middle of the day, you can go out and explore and then come back to the Bell and sit down for another afternoon, some more rounds of thinking.
Yeah, so it's a Saturday in October, right? What's the date?
October 5th. So we stick with October. You know, it's kind of the time to just refresh, kind of the back to school for adults a little bit.
Sure.
So, yep, October 5th, downtown Bismarck.
Yeah, so it's starting to get cold out. Good day to spend a Saturday inside.
Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Sit next to your neighbors and talking about things.
Yeah. So you mentioned that there's a new theme every year, and this is the fifth year. So the fifth theme. What's the theme this year?
This year we're tackling the American dream. So the whole point of Game Changer is to kind of address some of those things that we really should sit and take time to think about, but maybe necessarily, you know, you can't set a half hour every day. So we're looking at the American dream, and kind of in the context, of course, it's hard to describe the American dream. We really want to bring awareness that the American dream might not be a one-size-fits-all anymore. And especially, we're looking at a speech by FDR. It addressed these four freedoms. This was right before the cusp of America entering World War II. And he said, here are the four democratic ideals that all these nations should strive to. And that's freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom of worship, and freedom of speech. So we have four speakers who kind of address that and kind of take those concepts and see if those can give us any more insight into where the American dream is today.
So what kind of thought goes into choosing that theme every year?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, we've gone everywhere from criminal justice to bringing in Pulitzer Prize speakers to talk about journalism. We looked at health and happiness last year. We kind of want something that's a big enough topic that everyone has some kind of perspective on it, but maybe not all the answers. So then we can bring in experts. Our Game Changer speakers are really everyone from local individuals to world-renowned speakers. And so it's just a matter of what books are coming out and are hot topics. What are things we've heard on podcasts or radio, or what are the big buzz topics that people are talking about but maybe need a little bit more information on?
Yeah, and the speakers that you bring in are always very interesting to me to see, because you get a wide variety of people from various backgrounds, professionally or just in their life in general. I mean, this year, I don't want to give it all away. I'll let you explain it, but you're going from a comedian to a former first lady to a former Green Beret and National Football League player. So, I mean, I'll let you talk about it. I've looked into it a little bit, but you're the expert.
Great. It's some days I am. We really want to make sure, you know, people get a perspective from maybe someone they haven't heard from, or there's at least one person they're really excited to hear. And then you get a bunch of other folks just by showing up. So with those four freedoms, we kind of split it with the four main speakers. So freedom of speech is Nate Boyer. He is a veteran, a former football player. So he has a little bit of perspective about all of this issue with kneeling at sporting events. And actually, he was one who wrote an open letter to Colin Kaepernick during that whole kind of ordeal. And they really sat down and had a conversation. So he's really going to talk to us about freedom of speech, why that's important. He's seen both sides of the issue. Freedom of worship, we kind of went in a direction that maybe isn't so typical when you think of worship, but we're bringing in Kate Bischoff. She is a HR specialist. She looks at employment law. So, you know, when FDR gave this speech, he was talking to primarily a singular type of audience. But we know now, you know, America is made up of a bunch of different people. How do we protect some of those beliefs that are closest to us? And no one knows better than, you know, in our workplace where we have all kinds of different, you know, religious discrimination, gender discrimination, all these other kind of things that need to be protected. Who's really on the forefront talking about those things? Freedom from Want, we have Casey Gerald. He is a writer. His memoir, There Will Be No Miracles Here, chronicles, you know, he grew up in poverty, went to a prestigious school, you know, played sports. And he's actually gone back and said, you know, I know that I'm that rags to riches story, but not everybody actually gets that chance. I'm like, you know, one of the few. So he likes to talk about the American dream is a myth. So kind of that kind of turns on this like very patriotic idea on its head. And then Freedom from Fear, we brought in a comedian, which again might not necessarily be your first thought, but Aparna Nancherla discusses everything from the very internal fears. A lot of people deal with anxiety and depression, and that plays in her comedy. But she also takes a look at, you know, comedians are the ones who can say, here's what society is doing, why are we doing that? And comedy can kind of help, you know, take the edge off some of those really difficult topics. So, but then we're also supplementing with, like you said, we have Eleanor Roosevelt joining us. She was, you know, a big supporter of FDR, maybe helped him do some of those fancy speeches. But so she's going to kind of talk about those freedoms as well. And then we have Mark Drahant, who used to actually teach at UND. He's the editor of Indian Country Today. He was with us at our Pulitzer Prize Game Changer, but he's going to look at democracy and why disruption in democracy is really important. So we have some North Dakota representation, but also some internationally known people as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing that sometimes when you see events that happen in North Dakota that take on these big ideas, they usually try to hyper-focus it onto North Dakota, and Game Changer keeps those borders open and lets you think about the world larger than just the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, we like to bring in the scope. And we say all the time, a lot of times you have to go if you know, you want to see a concert or a speaker or a writer, you know, get in the car and head over to the cities. But we want to bring those people here because we think what we have here is really special. And especially in this day and age, we are interacting with things on a much more global scale. We aren't, you know, that sequestered community anymore. So we want people to engage with the people who are out there doing the thing. And then those people can see that we exist, too. And we also have great ideas.
Sure. And so you said that there's a break in the middle. People can go take part at some of the restaurants, you know, because it is kind of a long day, 9 to 5 at least, and the break in the middle. But there's some options for people during that lunch break to continue on with what they're learning.
Yes.
The festival.
So we really want this to be an interactive experience. It's not just, you know, you sit down and listen to a lecture and then, you know, you go home and forget to talk about it. That's really what the humanities are here to do, is encourage people to talk. So we want to have the opportunity for people who really want to delve in to engage with that in some kind of way. So we have two add-on options. This is during our lunch break. You can either, you know, go off with the person you came with and have your own discussion, or we have a lunch and learn at the Peacock Alley, and we'll seat you with a discussion leader. These are local scholars. Some of the speakers will be at tables, and then you can sit down, you get a meal, and then have a chance to really kind of open up and talk about those things. And then our second one, we're talking about mindfulness in America. So we have an instructor who's going to talk about what it means to use the tenets of mindfulness to really sit back and think before, you know, you respond to something. And there's going to be a little journaling. So that one's a little more of a low-key kind of approach. But if you really want to jump in, you can do it that way. If you want to, you know, wait and keep your questions until the end, then you can. We have a book signing as well. Ferguson Books is helping us out with that. So that's a way to kind of interact with people as well. But there's also some interactive art pieces there throughout the day. We have some mascots that will be there, and you can kind of share your ideas with them, and we'll share them on the stage. So we kind of want to make sure, you know, you're not going to get bored.
Yeah. I was going to say there's a lot going
it's
on
a lot,
would
yeah.
be an understatement.
Right.
You're listening to Radio Access 102.5 FM. My name is Josh Haugen. Kayla Schmidt, program officer with Humanities North Dakota, is here with me. We're talking about the Game Changer Ideas Festival happening on when and where?
It is October 5th. That is a Saturday at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium.
There's the date and time. So there's a lot going on. That's what we already said. There's some big names coming to this. So obviously it can't happen for free necessarily. Yeah. So it is a ticketed event. Where can people go to find information on tickets or even just to find out more about the event?
Our website is gamechangernd.com, and so that will have the full day schedule, the speaker bios, more information about what Game Changer is. So we have tickets available there. They are $65, but we do have some access codes. The point of Humanities North Dakota, who is putting this on, is we really want the public to access this information. So if you need a group discount, you want to bring a ton of people, we have student scholarships available. There's senior and veteran discounts as well. We really want to make sure anyone who wants to be there has the opportunity to get there too.
So I think you've kind of alluded to this, but I want to ask you a broad question, and that is what does Humanities North Dakota hope results from this festival?
It's always, that's kind of the big question, especially in a day and age when we're so concerned with data and what are the results. It's kind of a soft approach. So the entire goal is to get people to talk to each other. You know, the humanities do have, you know, your general courses, you know, in high school or whatever. So literature, history, philosophy, archaeology, all kinds of things. And these might not, you know, you might not see them obviously in your day-to-day life, but they are there. And so ultimately the humanities is the study of how do we go about being good humans to each other. And so with programs like this, we do things throughout the year, think and drinks, writing workshops. We want to find a way to get people a chance to actually sit down, take a breather, and really like delve into some of these things. And it might be a topic you know a little bit about. It might be something you don't know anything about, but really we're here to encourage lifelong learning. You shouldn't really stop, you know, investigating something just because you're out of school. You can continue to pursue that knowledge in all kinds of different ways. And it can be entertaining too. All of our programs, we try to make sure, you know, you're going to learn something, but you'll also have fun.
Kayla Schmidt, Program Officer, Humanities North Dakota, has been with me, Josh Haugen, here on Radio Access. We're talking about the Game Changer Ideas Festival. Is there anything that we've missed, anything that you want to get out there about the festival before we're done here?
If you use the code RadioAccess at GameChangerND.com, we have $10 off the ticket price. Tickets are available at the door, but the sooner you order them, the sooner you get to your spot guaranteed. And we really just want people who are interested in focusing more, whether you believe in the American dream or you think it, you know, it's a load of something that we were promised and we never got. Come and join us and be part of that conversation. We need a bunch of voices, individuals, perspectives, really to make this day work.
You heard the promo code Radio Access, $10 off of your ticket price. So one more time, dump them with information, date, time, where can they go for tickets, more information on speakers, and then more information on Humanities North Dakota as well.
So the best place to go for all the information you need is GameChangerND.com. That's for the Game Changer Ideas Festival. We're looking at the American Dream this year, October 5th at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium. We have social media channels. All you got to do is look up GameChangerND. We have a great variety of speakers, from comedian to a former football player, a writer, a HR professional. So whichever, you know, person that really captures your interest, Eleanor Roosevelt. Roosevelt's going to be there. She told me she's bringing her good teeth. So you never know. We bring in a lot of the Chautauqua speakers. That's part of the Humanities North Dakota, as well as some living history projects. That Think and Drink is where, you know, you can sit down, have a beer and talk about things. And Game Changer is our biggest festival of the year. And that's where we really try to shine and show off those humanities skills.
Great. Well, Kayla, I appreciate you taking the time and coming into Radio Access to talk about the Game Changer.
Thanks so much.
Kayla Schmidt, Program Officer with Humanities North Dakota, has been my guest. If you want to hear more of this interview or listen to it again, you can go to radioaccess.org, go to the podcast page, and you can find it there, along with other interviews about things happening in the Bismarck-Mandan area. Thank you for listening to Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org.